Between a Rebbe and a Talmud. So we know that a Malik, the Svarim HaKadoshim say a Malik is Gematria Suffolk. And a Malik tries to create a Suffolk. Sunday we spoke a little bit about what that is, that a Malik creates a Suffolk. Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu amayin, they get us to question our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nachash said Af, Haman said Af. And say for Daniel, the river where Shushan Abira is located, there's a river called Ulai, perhaps, maybe. Malik is always trying to put Sveikos in our lives. There's an amazing Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Vayikra. It was also Parshas Zachor that year, so it's fitting for this Shabbos. It was from the year Tafresh Ayin Tes. So in Tafresh Ayin Tes, the Shem Yishmuel, a Rebbe on the left, the Shem Yishmuel said, in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer, why was it that we had to defeat Amalek before we could be Mekabel the Torah? So he says an unbelievable thing. Why do we have to deal with Amalek before we come to Kabbalah Satar? Listen to these words. He says in the name of his father, Shem Yishmuel, Parshas Vayikra, and Zachor, Tafresh Ayin Tes. You don't have it in front of you. Ki Amalek Natzchu Es Amalek Mikodem, Lo Ya'ef Shor Lios Matan Torah. Because if we would not defeat Amalek first, there could not be Matan Torah. You know why? Couldn't be Matan Torah. Why not? He says, "Sheklipas Amalek Haisa Matila Safik Upegam Af Pamakum Shaniris Hisgalus Elukis." Amalek is so good at implanting a Safik that even in a place of open revelation, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us at Har Sinai, Amalek has such an ability to implant a Safik and a Pagam in a place of revealed godliness, and Amalek would have offered answers, oh, you thought God was speaking? No, it's just you've been traveling in the Midbar for too long without water, so you're hallucinating. Oh, you thought you heard the sound of a shofar? No, I can explain that rationally. Oh, you saw sights and sounds, kolos ubrakim? No, it was just, this happens all the time in the desert. This wasn't God speaking to you. Amalek has an unbelievable ability to take the most obvious things, the clearest things, and to answer up everything. Latari tisakol. So therefore the Avnei Nezer says, right? He says, Ki ein keitz lishkarav v'hata aso. Because there is no limit to how far he'll go to lie and to deceive and to trick until the point that you say, you know what? That's an interesting point. Maybe this was all good luck that we got to the Yamsuf right at the moment that it split. Maybe all the miracles of Mitzrayim were all natural occurrences. Maybe we thought we heard God speaking, but it was just the wind blowing in the desert. Maybe we thought that we were able to hear sounds with our eyes and see sounds with our ears, that all the senses were mixed up, right? Roa mesakolos, that they were able to see sound in an unusual way. Eye was able to go above its limitations. The ear was able to go beyond its limitations. And yet Amalek, had we not dealt with Amalek first, Amalek would have come, says the Avnei Nezer, and would have tried to explain away everything we saw at Har Sinai. At least to get us to the point where we say, I'm not sure, Suffolk. To cause that blindness and confusion. So I want to start with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and then I want to learn again a piece from the Pachad Yitzchak. Let's start on the side of the page, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kajetz or Magid. Okay, everyone see at the top of the page, Avodas Yisrael. This is the Kajnitz or Magid on Pirkei Avos, of Yisrael of Kajnitz. And he says there's actually a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos that talks about Sveikos. And it might be a good place for us to think about a Malik. Rabban Gamliel Omer Asei Lecha Rav V'Istalik Min HaSafik. Rabban Gamliel says a person should make for himself a Rebbe and he should distance himself from doubts, from Sveikos. Now, before we read this piece, I want to just point out that if you look in the Perish Notzer Chesed on Pirkei Avos from the Rebbe of Kamarna, so he points out here that Safek is Marames to Amalek, that Safek is Gematria Amalek, and he says a person should be Makasher himself to Tzadikim, Aseilach Harav, attach yourself to a Tzadik, and in that way, his Talik Mana Safek, in that way you won't get caught up in Klipas Amalek, which is Gematria Safek. Amalek is Gematria Safek. And he writes in the Notzer Chesed that Amalek is Ma'ora Kushios, Uminos. Amalek raises questions and creates heretical thoughts. So the whole Mahalach of Amalek is Sveikos. So why is Aselecha Rav the answer to that? So I want to learn Kajitzer Magid, who has one approach, and I will learn Rav Huttner, who has a more Olam Haza approach. But first let's talk about an Olam Haba approach, a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. Aselecha Rav, he writes, what's a Lomar? Kishalomid O Mispalel. Everyone see where we are by the arrow? Kishalomid O Mispalel Ta'aselecha Rav Hu HaBorei Yisbach. Aselecha Rav doesn't mean find yourself a Rebbe of flesh and blood or a tzaddik to be bakasha yourself to. But Aselecha Rav means what? Make a Kadosh Baruch Hu your Rav. And make a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rav. Make Hashem great. Make Hashem big. Make Hashem real is what he's about to say. Shetzayer b'machshavascha shabori yisbaruch hu lenegdech u'melamdecha lahawil. Picture that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is standing opposite you when you're learning or when you're davening. Picture that aselecha rav, that I have a Rebbe. And my Rebbe is here. My Rebbe is with me. My Rebbe is teaching me how to daven, how to learn. Who's my Rebbe? A Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'istalik min asafik. And don't spend your whole life having sveikos in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let Hashem become real. Again, if you haven't listened to the Mashpia's shmooze from Eretz Yisrael, you should listen to it. He talks about this, the importance of making HaKadosh Baruch Hu real, talking to Hashem. Aselech HaRav, make Hashem real, v'istalik min asafik, and don't spend your whole life not really being able to picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'istalik min asafik v'atolomar. Shalo yehelecha zos lesafik etzlecha. Don't allow Hashem's reality, the fact that Hashem is sitting with me and learning with me, the fact that Hashem is davening with me, don't allow this to be a doubt by you. Rak tachshov shebevadai habori yisbarach matzoy etzlecha. With confidence to believe that Hashem is right by my side. Hashem is very much with me. Hashem is not only with big tzaddikim. Hashem is not too busy for me. Right? Hashem is the Rebbe who is always available. Hashem is there. You can get time with him whenever you'd like. He's always there for you. Don't feel unworthy. Realize that Hashem is always with you. Because Hashem is above all worlds. Utchos kol almin, and Hashem is beneath all worlds. Uvego kol almin, and Hashem is within all worlds. V'leis atar panoi mine klal. There is no place that is without him. So you should never feel, I wish I had someone to help me in this situation. I wish I had a means of someone to guide me, to give me clarity in this situation. Aselecha Rav, let Hashem be real. Picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about what He wants. You like the Mashpia spoke about it, the Ferbangan over here. Think about, right? Siman Reish Lamed Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing bringing Kavod Shemayim? And Hashem is right here. Think, look at your Chavrusa Hashem and say, Hashem, are you going to like this behavior that I'm about to do? Or not? Make it real, and then make the right choice, because Hashem is there. Ki zehu ikar avodas habori yisbarach. This is the essence of serving Hashem. Litzayir tamid be'emes uvetamim mitzias habori yisbarach b'li shum safek klal. Because real avodas Hashem is being able to what? To be in a state of vadai. Not to spend my life in a state of safek. To come to a real clarity that nothing in the world can shake me from that position. Like again, like some of us learned on Sunday from the Stuchina Rebbe. To be koveya a makom for oneself. The way that Avram was koveya a makom for himself. To be firm in avodas Hashem. To answer Amalek's question. Hayesh Hashem bikirbenu ayin. What's the answer? Hayesh Hashem or ain Hashem? What's the answer? Yesh Hashem. The answer is Yesh Hashem. Yesh. Yesh means mitzias. Yesh Hashem, the Chalban we said on Sunday, Yesh Hashem is Gematria Purim, 336. To be able to answer on Purim, Yesh Hashem. Yes, Hashem is real. Hashem is clear to me. There's no Safik, no Sveik Sveika. 100%. Belishum Safik Klal. Ukamoshu Ome Befnei Chaveiro Kivadai Kenhu. The same way that when you stand before your friend and you're fully aware of being in his presence, so too Hashem should be real to you. Kasher yadaber ish al chaveiro. Like Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem, like a person speaks to a friend. Real. Peh al peh. Face to face. Says the Kajitzer Magid. V'zeh havadai shemo kein tehilaso. And this is what we say in the davening on Yom Noran. In the davening on Yom Noran, we say, I don't know, I remember which piyut this is from. V'chol ma'aminim. Right? V'chom aminim, we say, Avadai Shemo, Kainti Lasso. What does that mean, Havadai Shemo? His name is Vadai. His name is certain, so too is his praise. Ratzalomar, She'ikar ha'avodah v'atfila, Talei b'vadai Shemo. What is the primary way of Kain Tilaso? To be able to say Kain. Kain is also a Lashon of Vadai, right? Kain, yes. Not, I don't know, I have to think about it, I'm not sure, let me get back to you. Kain, yes. If you look, as far as Kedoshim say, if you look in Mitzrayim, which is the root of all Gullus, it says at the beginning of Shemos, when Paro is making a plan against the Jewish people, yeah, what does the Pasuk say? Paro says, we need to come up with a plan to deal with these Jews. Havan is chachmelo, 10 year bet. What does Paro say? Paro says, let's act wisely. Pen your be, lest they become many, and the Jews are going to fight against us. They're going to throw a rebellion. Later, and as they afflicted us, came your be, v'chein yifrotz. So too we multiplied. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, pen your be. Paro's technique to stop the Jews was what? Pen, your bet. Let's increase the pen. What's pen? Pen also is the Lashon of Suffolk. Right? Literally, pen your bet, lest they multiply. But pen means a concern. Maybe the Jews will multiply. So what Paro is saying, pen your bet. Let's keep increasing the pen. Let's keep increasing the Sfeikos. Let's increase the doubts of the Jewish people. But of course, the response was, Cain, your bet. Cain, your fruits. We increase the Vados. Havadei Shemo Kain Tilaso. Kain means absolute, yes. I can say it with clarity. So again, if you want to be able to daven in a real way, then Havadei Shemo. A name is the essence of something. That means I have to believe, Hashem's essence has to be Vadai to me. I know I can't see it. I know Hashem doesn't talk back to you in daven. I know that's hard. But to be able to say Havadei Shemo Kain Tilaso, to make his name Vadai, to make Hashem's name Vadai. You see, when you look at Hashem's name in the world today, as we know from the end of Parshas Beshalach, Amalek blocks out a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. Have you remember the end of Parshas Beshalach, the last psukim? Melcham al Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. Good. What's the beginning of that? Ki yad al kase ka. There's a hand. There's a yad. There's a hand on the case ka. What's a case? Chaf samach case. Case is Kisei, missing the letter Aleph. What's Yud Hei? It's only half of Hashem's name. Where's the Vav Hei? So Kiyad Al Kes Ka, Amalek blocks out Hashem's Kisei from being fully revealed, and Amalek blocks out God's name from being fully revealed in the world. And that's why Rashi writes at the end of Parshas Vashalach that Hashem says, my throne and my name will not be complete until Mashiach comes. Right? Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu she'ein Shemo Shalim ve'ein Kiso Shalim ad she'yimcha Shemo Shel Amalek. Until Amalek is destroyed, Hashem says, my name and my throne are imperfect. Yes.
I think I remember hearing from last year before Purim.
Yodei versus Vav Hei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said that the pasuk in Yeshayah, was it? No. One of the VM said that you'll become Yiyah.
Right. Bayom Hu Yiyah Hashem Echad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pasuk Zachariah. Right. It's going to become Yod Hei, Yod Hei.
So Yod Hei is the...
Right, right. In the future, it's going to be Yod Hei, Yod Hei. But right now, we only have Yod Hei. So how do we get Vadai? Havadai Shmo Kein Tilaso. Hashem is kind of fuzzy. His presence is a little bit blurry in the world. You can't see it so well. You don't see Yod Hei, Vav Hei in the world. What do you see? All you see is Yod and Hei. You only see half of Hashem's name. The Gemara says, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's in Erevin. Justin, is it an Erevin? That it's Kol Neshama Talka Luka, that it's Kedai for the world to exist with half a name of Hashem. We can make it with half a name. I think the Gemara in Erevin says you can survive with half a name. You're able to make it with half a name. So we can live with Yud Hei. We can make it. Eventually we'll get back to Vav Hei. Or like Jojo saying, maybe it'll become Yud Hei, Yud Hei. Right? Maybe it'll turn into Yud Hei, Yud Hei. That's the name of Hashem in the future. Bayomahu Yihiyah Hashem Echad. Yud Hei, Yud Hei. But how do we live for now with just half a name? When Hashem is blurry in the world, when Amalek is still trying to block out the revelation of God's name and God's throne. So the Arizal actually writes in the Shaar Kavanos by Yom Kippur, the Arizal says, you have to be able to look at Hashem's half a name, and you have to see Vadai. You have to be able to say, Havadai Shemo Keinti Laso. Again, that's what we say in the on Yom Kippur. We say, Havadai Shemo Keinti Laso. It looks like half a name, but Hashem is clear to me. I don't care if Amalek's trying to make it look like, no, maybe he's here, maybe he's not here. Half the name's here, half the name's not here. Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu, am I, and is God here, is he not here? We have to look at that Yud and Hay. And we have to be able to see in that Yud Hay, Havadai Shemo Keinti Laso. I see the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So the Arizal writes in the Shaar Kavanos for Yom Kippur, the Arizal says, if you take Yud and Hey, and you spell out the letters, Yud and Hey, Yud Vav Dalet is Yud, Hey is Hey Aleph, what do you get? Havadah. Havadah. If you spell out, if you expand Hashem's name, Yud and Hey, you get, the Arizal says, you get Havadah, Osios Havadah. And that's what we're trying to do on Yom Kippur. On the day of absolute clarity, we say, Havadai Shemo, Kein Tilaso, yes. To be able to say, Yesh Hashem, Gematria Purim. Not this whole life of suffix, maybe Hashem, maybe not Hashem. Asei L'charav, let Hashem be big, let His name be big. You know, there's an opinion in Tosfos, in Brachos, and Daf Gimel. Tosfos doesn't favor this as the, if I remember correctly, Tosfos doesn't say this is the more preferable interpretation, right? So Tosfos brings one shita in the name of the Machzor Vitri. This is Brachos Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, you know what it means every time we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, that your name should be big. He quotes the Machzor Vitri. What we're saying is, Tosfos says, look in Parshas Peshalach, where it says what? Ki Yad Al Kes Ka, God's name is not big right now. It's very small right now. It's cut in half right now. And every time we say Yehei Shmei Rabba, we're saying Hashem, destroy Amalek and make your name big. We want your name to become big again. That's what it means. Yehei Shmei Rabba, your name should become big again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying every time we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach. We want your name to become expanded, Mevorach, to be blessed. Bracha means ribuy, expansion. We want your name to expand, Hashem. We're tired of the small name. So that's Asei Lecha Rav. Let Hashem be big. Let Hashem be real. V'estalik min ha-safik. And don't live your whole life in the grips of a malik, says the Chazon Tzur Maggid. Don't allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a safik by you. Rather, be able to say, Havadai Shemo Kein Tilasa. Havadai Shemo. It's interesting. Havadai Shemo, right? That's what we're working on, His name. To make His name Vadai. We want Havadai Shemo. We want to expand Hashem's name. Hashem says, my name is incomplete as long as Amalek is still around. If you walk around having sfeikos, if you don't believe that Hashem can help you when you talk to Him, then Amalek's winning. Then Hashem is becoming small in the world. Asei Lecha Rav, let Hashem be big. V'stalik min ha-safek. Yeah. It is also 26. The Arizal says that. Yeah. The Arizal says, Vadai is 21, and Havadai is 26. That's right. And then he says what the Kodesh Maggid is about to say. So let's take a look. He goes on and he says, what's a lomer? Again, She'ikar ha'avoda v'atfila talay b'vaday shemo. The real, if you want to be a good servant of Hashem, you need to be able to let Hashem be vaday. Vaday. Absolute. She'etzayir tamid b'vaday she'Hashem yisparach l'neged einav v'roa b'maisov. To believe, to picture. She'vise Hashem l'neged tamid at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. To be in the presence of Hashem, to live my life in the presence of Hashem. Ukafi godal ha'amuna bezos, or ha'amuna bezos, keinti laso. So too will your tefillah be a praise, will your Torah be a praise. But if I'm not real about Hashem, then my avodah is not real, my tefillah is not real, my learning is not real. Okay? Everyone have a copy? You guys got a copy? We came in late? Everyone has a copy? There should be enough to go around. So if you don't have a copy, just raise your hand, we'll pass you one. David HaMelech Mamish lived with Hashem. As we learned a couple years ago when we were learning Sichos Aran, Rabbi Nachman says that when did David HaMelech write all of Tehillim? Lying in bed under his covers, talking to HaKadosh Baruch. David was a person who knew how to talk to HaKadosh Baruch. That's why in Sefer Tehillim we find the pasuk in Parak Tazayin, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Because that was the Metzias by David Melech. David spoke to Hashem, David lived with Hashem, in good times and in very bad times. And therefore the Arizal brings, Kajus Magid quotes it here, Vayivarech David es Hashem, David blessed Hashem. The Sfarim say, Vayivarech David es Hashem is Rashi Tevos Vadai. What does that mean? Seems very mysterious. But on the simplest level, Vada is Gematria Eya, right? Also a name of God, name of Geula, a name of longing for salvation, believing that Hashem is actively involved in my life. But the very simple explanation is that David brought bracha to his relationship with God because God was real. Because Vadai. Because by David, Hashem was very real. That at first he was able to picture, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Level one, just to know that he's there. Ukamosha Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Olav Hashem Zel Rakia. Moshe actually used this name of Hashem. Vav Dalet Aleph Yod. It's a name of Hashem. Again, it's what emerges when you spell out Yod and Hey. Moshe used this name to ascend to the heavens. Shahayim Mitzayir Tamid Lefanav Zos Va'Allah B'malos Ad Rom Rakia. Moshe would picture this name of Hashem and he would use it to get close to Hashem, to ascend to beyond this world. So when he says B'tchila, initially this is what we should strive for. This is a very high level. But at the very least, he says, if you don't know how to use Vadai to have an out-of-body experience, which is probably Mitzias for most of us, at the very least, use Vadai as an idea. Vadai, I want to have a solid relationship with you, God. I don't want to be in the world of Achashverosh, the king whose water is always flopping and flipping back and forth. He's a melech hafachfachan, the Megillah calls him. He can't make up his mind. Look in the Medrash Esther Rabbah. He kills his wife because of his friends, and then he killed his friend because of his wife. He killed his wife Vashti because of his friend Haman, and then he killed his friend Haman because of his wife Esther. So make up your mind. Make up your mind. Who do you favor, your friend or your wife? Right? He's always changing. Everything Haman's doing is, everything Achashverosh does is back and forth. He's easily swayed and easily manipulated. That's how Haman's able to manipulate him, to take all this power. So again, Havadai Shemo, that's the Lechatchila track. Six lines from the bottom of the column. But if you can't make Hashem, Vadai. If you don't know how to get to the level of Vadai, if you can't be Vayivarech David as Hashem, what does the word Beis Reish Chaf mean? Vayivarech David as Hashem. Bracha, of course, means blessing, abundance, right? Vayivarech Hashem es Yom Hashvi, Ekadesh Oso, Birchu Baman, a double portion, okay? We have two loaves of bread at the table on Shabbos. So, right, Beis Reish Chaf is a lashon of expansion, of riboy. That's why Beis is the first letter that's doubled in the singles column. Reish is a doubling of the hundreds column. Chaf is a doubling of the tens column. Right. So the very letters themselves are doubles, are a riboy. The letters themselves apply a riboy. What else does the word mean? It also means attachment. A person who is mavriach, a person who grafts one tree onto another tree. So vayivarich David as Hashem means David grafted himself onto a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really dvekus by Hashem, attached, mamish, attached to Hashem. But if I can't reach that level, says Kazutzer Magid, at the very least, go for the level of what? Shivisi Hashem linegdi tamid. At least to put Hashem opposite me. Don't put Hashem on the other side of the universe. If you can't hold hands with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you can't attach yourself to Hashem, at least sit opposite Him. Let Him sit at the table. Don't put Him on the other side of the room. That's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Sheshem Avaya Yiyah Tamid Mitzuyar Lenegdeinu Amitus Havayasam. Shu Hayahovav Yiyah. To picture Hashem, that Hashem is the Mahavikol Avayos, that Hashem is the one who brings all of life into existence. Va'anu Omrim, and therefore we say, as David said, Tehillim Pehei, Har'enu Hashem Chasdecha. Look how he reads this pasuk; it's beautiful. Har'enu Hashem Chasdecha. Show me Hashem your chesed. What does that mean? Ratzalomar. Kain Sheher Anu Hashem Zehu Chasdecha. Meaning, Shetashpia Lanu Bihiroscha Lachshov Tamid Ba'amitos Havayuscha. What does that mean? Hashem, allow a Shefa, allow yourself to descend, allow there to be a pouring out of your presence before me, so that I'm able to see and feel that I'm in your presence. So therefore, he's reading the pasuk, Hareinu Hashem Chasdecha. Do the chesed with me, Hashem, of what? Of Hareinu Hashem. Perform the kindness of Hareinu Hashem. Allow me to see you. Allow me to live a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And what's the end of the pasuk? V'yesh acha titein lanu. Third line of the next column. V'yesh acha titein lanu, and bring salvation to us, give salvation to us. Ki neva da'abor yisbarach choshek banu tamid u'mishtokek aleinu tamid. Hashem, you're certainly longing for us, but it's hard for us sometimes to connect to you. So you know what? Do us a chesed. Har'einu Hashem chasdecha. Do the chesed of allowing us to see you. And in that way, v'yesh acha titein lanu, let there be a salvation for us. Ach anu mispalim, v'yesh acha titein lanu. You know what yesh acha means? It means Yeshua, it means salvation. What else does sha'a mean? It means time. What else does it mean? To turn. Ve'al kayin ve'al minchaso lo sha'a. God did not turn his attention to Kayin. So we say, Hashem, v'yesh acha titein lanu. What does that mean? Look what he says. V'yesh acha titein lanu lashon pone. To turn yourself. What does that mean? Kamo ve'al kayin lo sha'a. Like it says about Kayin, Hashem didn't turn to Kayin. Shetitein bilvaveinu shagam anu nishtokek alecha lahaster b'tzel kanafecha. What are we asking of you, Hashem? V'yesh acha titein lanu. That Hashem, you should help us to turn towards you. The same way that you turn towards us. Turn us towards you. Right? Give us the ability to turn towards you. Give us the kindness of allowing us to see you. Allow us to live in your presence. We're asking you, Hashem, it's hard. It's a world of concealment. But Asei Lecha Rav, we want you to be big in our life. We want you to be real in our life. We don't want your name to be obscured in our life, or your presence, your throne to be sorely lacking in this world. So give us the ability to see you. Do the kindness. Have a heart, Rabbeinu Sholem, to make it a little easier to turn us towards you. The same way that you're turned towards us at all times. Okay, this is Asei Lecha Rav. Make Hashem Rav. V'stalik min ha'safek. Now, turn over to the other side of the page. And now we're going to learn a different type of Asei Lecha Rav. Again, as a hachana for getting together on Purim, that when Rebbeim and Talmidim come together on Purim, which is a good time for Rebbeim and Talmidim to get together, but you have to understand, it's not just Stam, it's a convenient time for Jews to get together. It's not just that it's a fun day, it's a nice day. I don't think any of us are planning on getting together as a shir for Pesach. Sukkot. I don't know. We got together a little bit on Chanukah, because Chanukah and Purim are deeply connected. Maybe Lag BaOmer, it's also connected to Chanukah and Purim. But there's an inyan. There's an inyan of Rebbeim and Talmidim getting together on Purim. Which is why, for so many people, the first real Purim Seder you ever had in your life was by your Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael or something like that. Right? Because for many people, that kesher of Rebbe and Talmud becomes enhanced on Purim. The question is why? So I want to learn that. I want to try to understand what that's about. Jojo, what do you want to say?
Sorry, so for the Seder of Harav, wouldn't it make sense that it does mean the Pshat level?
The Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, you're right, I should have said Pashup Shad. The Pashup Shad in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, I think, is Asei Lecha Rav. If you have a Rav to ask Shilas to, his Talik Menasafik. I don't know, can I rely on this product or not? Is this kosher or not? I messed up in my kitchen doing this or that. I don't know what I'm allowed to do. Asei Lecha Rav, ask your Rav, he'll paskin the Shaila, and then there's no Safik. When the Rav paskin, do you have to spend, but maybe, I don't know. There's still other opinions out there. You ask your Rebbe a Shaila, he paskins a Shaila, whoever your posek is, and that's it. And then you don't have to worry anymore. If he says it's mutter, it's mutter. If he says it's asr, it's asr. End of discussion. So that's the pashuk shot. Right? If you have a Rav to ask Shailas to, and then you won't live a life of sveikos when you have doubts, when you have questions. Okay, but now let's see. Let's go a step further. Says Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchak, Inyan Yurches. Says Rav Hutner, Yehi kavod talmidcha chaviv alecha kishalcha. It says in Pirkei Avos that the honor of your student of one's Talmud should be as precious as the honor of himself. You should care as much about your Talmud as you care about yourself. Now, everyone is a Rebbe and everyone is a Talmud. I don't want to put this just in the context of a formal Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Everyone is a Rebbe to someone else who's looking up to that person. And everyone is a Talmud to the one who he's looking up to. But the goal is that there should be a deep connection to the point that that the kavod that the Talmud gives to the Rebbe is the same as the Rebbe gives to the Talmud. That the relationship is a deep one. V'alfinan davar zemi Moshe Rabbeinu she'amar lo liyoshua talmido bachar lanu anashim. And the source of this idea is that when Moshe says to Yoshua, his Talmud, bachar lanu anashim, select for us men to go and fight against the Malek. Yeshua said, Moshe says to Yeshua, select for us. He's calling Yeshua, he's saying his relationship with Yeshua is us. It's not me and you, it's not Rebbe above Talmud, it's us. There's a partnership. So that's the source, Chazal say. The way that Moshe and Yeshua had this deep bond, Bachar Lanu Anashim, V'hichnis al yideikach, as Yeshua itol litzir of Echad, that Moshe combines himself with Yeshua, that the Rebbe and the Talmud come together. So that is the source that Yehi Kavod, that the honor of your Talmud, should be Chaviv Alecha Kishocha, should be as great as one's own honor. V'nei dibur zeshel Moshe li Yoshua b'matbeah ha'melchama im ha'malek hu tavua. Where was this statement found? Bachar lanu anashim. Bachar lanu anashim, which we're saying is the source for the Rebbe Talmud relationship. It was when Moshe told Yoshua to prepare men to go fight against the Malek. So says Rav Huttner, why? Why is the source for the respect the Rebbe has to have for the Talmud, why is that found in the context of Milchemes Amalek? That's Rav Huttner's question, which is a great question. Why Dafka here? Of all the places the Torah could have taught us this lesson, that the Rebbe should have honor for the Talmud like he has honor for himself. So why Dafka teach that idea, the context, why is that contained within the sipur of the battle of Amalek? Bachar lanu anashim v'tzehi lachim ba'amalek. U'misoreres b'libeinu drisha l'tamo shel davar. We need to explore this matter. Shenivchar milchemes Amalek l'mekor ha'alacha shel kavod ha'talmud. Why is the source for honoring one's Talmidim found dafka in the context of fighting Amalek? So look what he says. Beis. Amnam mahalach ha'dvarim kachu. Hine bebris b'ein ha'besarim nemar lo la'avram avinu. Gezeras ha'golos u'besuras ha'geula. All of Galus and Geula was conveyed to Avram Avinu at the Bris Bein Besar. The reality of Galus, the reality of Geula, the difficult Gezerah, the reality, the painful decree of Galus, and the hope of redemption was all related to Avram Avinu at the Bris Bein Besar. Gezerah HaGalus Nikva Lizman Misfar Shel Shanim. Galus was defined by a set number of years. Now again, what that number is, 400 years, 430 years, 210 years, but we talk about the number of years of Galus, right? How many years are we going to need to be in Galus? We talk in terms of years. V'ilu besuras ha-geula nikva lizman mispar doros v'dor revi yashuvuhena. But when we talk about geula, we don't put it in the context of number of years. We talk in terms of generations. Isn't that an interesting ha'ara? For X number of years you're going to be in Galus, and after X number of generations you'll emerge from Galus. So why do we talk about Galus in terms of years? Why do we talk about redemption in terms of Doros, in terms of generations? V'ayin Ravid v'perusho l'mishna de'edios. Look in the commentary of the Ravid on Mishnayis Edios. Ki kach hu adin v'kach hi hamida. The Ravid gives in his way an explanation why this makes perfect sense. Da galus tluya hi b'sakum shel shanim, that galus is dependent upon a set number of years. V'ilu ha-geula b'tzir of doros hu tluya. And yes, and geula makes sense that it should be based on generations. Ayin sham in the Ravid, if you want to understand Pashup Shah. But Rav Huttner again in the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim, again, I don't know enough Pachad Yitzchak to say, but Libi Omerli, from the little bit that I have learned, the Pachad Yitzchak on Purim is a unique type of intensity with which Rav Huttner gave over these mamar, right? And Rav Huttner is going to dig much deeper. He says, okay, there's a Pashup Shah, but But look what he writes here, even the Lashonos. Ubari Halev of Margishim Heim Ramizazu Bidivre Akasava Omer, Milchamal Hashem Ba'malik Midor Dor. But a person whose heart is refined and in the right place, and is feeling what it means to be a Yid on Purim, and has a feeling of what it means to fight against the Malik, the answer is right there in the Pasuk. Why is Geula dependent upon Doros, generations? Because the Pasuk by Amalek says, the battle against Amalek is Midor Dor. The battle against Amalek, as expressed by the Pasuk at the end of Parshas B'Shalach, is also, the battle is in every generation. Interesting. So we're seeing that Geula is connected to generations, and the fight against Amalek is also connected to generations. What does that mean? Klomar, look where Rafunda writes. Milvad ha-melchama ba-amalek bi-chol dor vador mitzad etzam ador b'fnei atzmo. In addition to the fact that each generation has to fight Amalek in their own way, right? That in each generation you will fight Amalek, and each generation you'll fight it in a different way. Hine ikra melchama ba-amalek hu ba-tziruf shel dor lador. It's not only saying the battle against Amalek will be in every generation, but the battle against Amalek will center around the relationship between one generation and the next generation. You see where he's going with this? As the Mesorah passes from parent to child, from Rebbe to Talmud, that's where Amalek tries to infiltrate. That there shouldn't be a link, a strong bond, between Rebbe and Talmud. That as the chain of the Mesorah is being crafted or unfolding, right, there should be large gaps. There should be big gaps between one generation and the next. And Amalek, who's so often compared to a Nachash, and just like the Nachash is Poretz Geder, gets in between the cracks in the fence, so too Amalek is looking for a breach between the Rebbe and the Talmud in order to infiltrate at the poison cloud. Uvitam ikariyusa shemalchemes Amalek b'tziruf zeshel dor. And the reason that Amalek wants to get in between the generations, who mipnesha b'tziruf hazeh gonus hu ur ha-geula. The reason that Amalek specifically tries to get in between the Doros is because Avram was shown by the Bris Ben Basarim that Geula is dependent upon the Doros. And Amalek's greatest desire is to stop the Geula. So therefore the battle against Amalek is midor dor. Amalek tries to cause a breach between one generation and the next, because the Doros are connected to the Geula, as Avram was shown by the Bris Ben Basar. V'akosu tzaveach v'omer, the Pasuk screams out and declares, Ba'asher chalalim sham hu. Ba'asher chalalim, where there are corpses, sham hu, there he is found. It's a Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed. What's the pshat v'asher chalalim shamhu? This pasuk says Rav Hutner is the mahalik of Amalek. Now he's going to take the word chalal, right? In the context here, chalal means corpses, and he's going to use it as what? As chilo, as a void. Wherever there's a void, wherever there's a gap, wherever there's a break, that's where Amalek tries to exploit. But it's also so interesting that what v'asher chalalim shamhu? What do we know every time we see the word who? That's also an Amalek word. Why is who an Amalek word? Someone tell me, why is who an Amalek word? It's the missing Aleph of Kisei, and it's the missing Vavhei of Hashem's name, Yudhei Vavhei. So whenever you see that word who, you have to think maybe there's something Amalek-dick going on here. Okay? So Ba'asher Chalalim Sham Hu. Wherever there's a Chalal, wherever there's a corpse, or as Rafunda is going to explain, wherever there's a void, wherever there's a gap in the chain, wherever the Doros are not holding stark together, that's where Amalek who? That's where Amalek continues to block out Hashem's presence in the world. Klomar, Hamakum hayoser chaviv laAmalek lahamid es atzmo sham, the place that Amalek likes to attack, hu achalal amishava bein dor echan lemishneihu. Amalek likes to get in between the link between one generation and the next. Shechein leumas sheyal biyado lahavchis kocho shel tziruf zeh, kein leumaso holich u'misrachik oso hamoed atoli b'mispar doros. To whatever degree that gap widens, so does the gap of Geula. And to whatever degree that gap is kept small, so is the gap of Geula. Ba'aleinu ledas, ki b'shashanu orim tziruf hadoros b'Yisrael. When we talk about combining the generations of the Jewish people, hakavana hi l'mashmos kafula, we mean we mean combining the generations twofold, in two different ways. Tziruf hadoros ayidei avu ben. Of course, one way to combine the generations is to make sure that parents are properly educating their children. But we're also talking about another type of generation, namely the transition of Torah from Rebbe to Talmud. Tziruf hadoros ayidei rav v'talmud. Mitzvas harbatzas Torah letalmidim, nemer b'Torah b'lashon v'shinantam levanecha. When the Torah describes teaching your students, it says teach it to your children. The Gemara Darshan's children is a reference to students. Talmidim kriyim banim, because talmidim are called children. Va'amnam kein ha'talmidim kriyim banim, aval ma'in yana shel horazu begufin yana shel batzas Torah letalmidim. But the question again says, okay, you'll tell me a Talmud is called a Ben. But again, why specifically in the context of Harbatzas HaTorah, of expanding Torah, of making sure that the Torah is taught in all its dimensions, why is that specifically the place where it highlights the fact that a Talmud is called a child? El Shehem Heim Advarim says Rav Fundar, it's one and the same thing. Horazu She'atalmidim Heim Heim Abanim. He nishmas chaya shel mitzvas harbatzas haTorah. The fact that a Talmud is like a child tells you what Torah is supposed to be. The same way the link between a parent and a child is an inseparable bond. So too, as Torah is being transmitted from Rebbe to Talmud, it has to form what? An inseparable bond. The doros, melcham al Hashem b'malik midor ador, that there should be a tight link between one generation and the next as the Torah is passed from one generation to the next. Horazu bahi lelamed ki keshem shechibur dor ha'av dor ha'ben mahaves misfar adoros sheketz ha'geula taloi bo. The same way that what? That the parent child, the passing of one generation to the next, is again the very thing which Avram was told redemption is dependent upon. Kamo kein mahavet siruv shel dor ha'talmud ledor ha'rav es misfar adoros ha'mechuvan es moed ha'geula. So too, what? The same thing is true for Rebbe and Talmud. To whatever degree the Doros are held together, to the same degree we'll be able to what? We'll be able to make sure that the Gula becomes that much closer. So now, says Rav Huttner, now we understand why the source for a Rebbe being Mechabit as Talmud is specifically in the context of what? Battling a Malik. Why is it specifically in the context of battling a Malik? Because again, a Malik is the one. It's a Muhammad midor dor. A Malik tries to tear apart any relationship. And the deepest relationships are the parent-child relationship, are the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. They're mamish one and the same. It's the transmission of Torah from one generation to the next. And again, the tighter that chain is, the more a Malik is not able to penetrate. I want to just add, I think it's not just Stam that this emerges in the context of battling a Malik. That was Rav Hunder's question. Why specifically in the context of battling a Malik do we find this idea of honoring one's Talmud? But it's specifically what? It's specifically Yoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no greater Talmud in the history of mankind than Yoshua. Yoshua, who is lo yamush mitoch ha'ol, Yoshua, who never left his Rebbe's side, Yoshua is the ultimate. Yoshua is the ultimate Talmud. Mamish, the ultimate Talmud. That is why. Yeah. Lo yamish mitoch ha'aval. It says about Yeshua. Lo yamish. Lo yamish mitoch ha'aval. He never left Moshe Rabbeinu's side. Lo yamish means he never departed. He never stepped away from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the best Talmud ever. It's the tightest link between Rebbe and Talmud, Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. So I heard many years ago from Neil Badner, for those who know Neil Badner. Neil Badner told me a gematria, his own chiddush, that lo yamish is gematria Yeshua. Lo yamish is gematria Yeshua. Yeshua is the essence of lo yamish. The essence of not leaving one's Rebbe's side is what Yeshua is. Yeshua is the ultimate Talmud. So therefore we come full circle. Asei lecha rav, now we understand the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that much better. Asei lecha rav is stalik min asafik. To whatever degree there's a strong kesher between Rebbe and Talmud, histalik min asafik, you overpower, you defeat a malik. And even as the safik looks to expand itself, even as the safik gets bigger and bigger and bigger, if we could be a Talmud like Yeshua, then we don't have anything to worry about. If we could keep the bond strong between the Rebbeim and the Talmidim, that a Malik will not be able to infiltrate. I'll just add my own little remez from a couple of years ago. If you take the word Safik and you spell it out, Samach, Pei, Kuf, if you spell out Safik, Samach, how do you spell Samach? Samach Mem Chav.
That's 120. How do you spell Pei? Pei Hei. How do you spell Kuf? Kuf. Vav. Pei. Yeah?
As the Safik expands itself, as long as the Rebbe Talmud relationship is strong, Aseilach Harav. Aseilach Harav. As long as you're like Yeshua, that you have a Rebbe, then even if the Safik is expanding, even if the Hester Panim is getting more confusing, then you'll still be able to be strong. What's the gematria of Safik and Miloy? Safik and Miloy, as the Safik expands itself. Again, 391. Yoshua. Lo Yamish. If you can be a Yoshua, if you could be Lo Yamish, if you could fulfill this mission on Pirkei Avos, Aseil Charav, if you could be like a Talmud like Yoshua, if you could attach yourself to a Rebbe like a Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's Talik Men HaSafik. That we don't have to worry that a Malik's going to do anything to damage our connection. Keep the Doros tight. So anyways, this is the avod of Purim. This is why Rebbeim and Talmidim get together on Purim. To make sure that bond becomes that much stronger. That there should be this really, really tight bond, midor dor, so that a Malik can't infiltrate and get in between any of the doros. And that's why, again, Rav Avner says, Yikavod, the honor of one's Talmud should be Chavav Alecha Keshocha. That the Rebbe has to make sure that he honors the Talmud, respects the Talmud, considers the Talmud his contemporary, right? Bachar Lanu Anashim, that Moshe says to Yeshua, come, let us battle a Malik. Because again, when the Rebbe and the Talmud go hand in hand, then a Malik doesn't have a presence in this world. Alright, questions, comments, yeah?
Is a Malik therefore responsible for Yerida Sederos?
A Malik exploits Yerida Sederos. A Malik likes to widen the Yerida Sederos. I don't know if you say a Malik is responsible for Yerida Sederos, but maybe that's a way to say it. A Malik tries to create Yerida Sederos, could be. I don't know if they're responding to Yerida Sederos or they're creating it. Same thing with Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin, right? We said that, and then the next pasuk says a Malik attacked. So, did we say that because a Malik was about to attack, or a Malik attacked because we had said that? Does a Malik cause it, or does a Malik exploit it and take advantage of it? I think both are true. Okay? All right, we'll stop there.